Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Sabre Corporation, NASDAQ. SABR, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 3, 2023 9 a.m. Eastern Time. During their Q2 2023 earnings call, Sabre Corporation highlighted strong financial performance, exceeding their financial expectations. The company raised the 2023 adjusted EBITDA guidance and was optimistic towards its 2025 financial targets of adjusted EBITDA of over $900 million and free cash flow of over $500 million. The company noted substantial progress in their technology transformation, with 73% of their total compute capacity migrated to Google Cloud. They also reported strong business momentum in their hospitality solutions sector, winning a significant agreement with Hyatt. On the downside, Sabre also noted some challenges. Its solutions revenue declined $27 million compared to the previous year, primarily due to the impact of changes in Russian law. However, the company stated it remained focused on its priorities for 2023 and expressed optimism for the remainder of the year. Sabre Corporation anticipates using the balance sheet facility for the foreseeable future and aims to refinance remaining 2025 maturities for more efficient and flexible operations. The company's Q3 2023 guidance includes expected revenue of approximately $725 million, an adjusted EBITDA of about $100 million, and a positive free cash flow of around $20 million. While Sabre expects Q3 revenue to be slightly less than in Q2 due to seasonality, a full quarter impact of cost reduction efforts is expected to significantly improve Q3's adjusted EBITDA, raising it to nearly $100 million from $73 million. The company's Q4 2023 revenue is projected to be around $700 million, with an adjusted EBITDA of about $110 million and positive free cash flow of roughly $70 million. Lastly, for the full year 2023, Sabre projects revenue to be on the higher end of the original guidance range given in February, i.e., between $2.9 billion and $3 billion, and an adjusted EBITDA of about $340 million. The company's business has stabilized at $140 million this quarter, and although a small sequential decrease is expected from Q2 to Q3, the figures will generally remain within the same range. There are currently no further queries. The company values investors' interest in Sabre and looks forward to future communications. There were no challenges mentioned.